Good afternoon, everyone. Before I get started, I just want to acknowledge and thank my co-authors on this analysis. We'll start off with a little background. Men who have sex with men have been disproportionately affected by the human immunodeficiency virus epidemic in the United States. In 2009, MSM accounted for more than half of all new HIV infections, despite MSM constituting under 10% of the U.S. population, according to some estimates. MSM attending STD clinics in general have engaged in at-risk sexual behavior and therefore are at increased risk for HIV acquisition, making STD clinics important healthcare settings for diagnosing new HIV infections and monitoring trends in HIV infections over time. In an effort to optimize both medical and prevention outcomes for individuals unaware that they are HIV infected in the United States, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revised its recommendations for HIV testing in healthcare settings in 2006. Changes in the CDC recommended HIV testing protocol included expanding the population to be routinely tested to include all patients age 13 to 64 in all healthcare settings, recommending persons at high risk for HIV infection, including MSM, to be screened for HIV at least once a year, and streamlining the testing and consent process. The objectives of my analysis were to calculate the percentage of MSM tested for HIV during July 2010 through June 2011 in STD clinics, to calculate the annual incidence of new HIV diagnoses among MSM during this time period, and to identify risk factors among those MSM with new HIV diagnoses. In 2005, CDC established the STD Surveillance Network, or SUN, a sentinel surveillance system comprised of 12 collaborating state and local health departments. Demographic and clinical data were collected on all MSM seeking care in 40 STD clinics participating in SUN from July 1, 2010 through June 30, 2011. MSM were defined as men who reported sex with a man or who self-identified themselves as gay / homosexual or bisexual. Below you'll see a map of the United States with the corresponding SUN sites, and in parentheses are the corresponding number of STD clinics within those jurisdictions that participated in SUN. For this analysis, we calculated the percentage of MSM tested for HIV across SUN sites by taking the number of MSM who had at least one HIV test performed at any of their visits during the study period and dividing it by the clinic population of MSM. MSM who reported a positive HIV status at another facility or had a positive HIV laboratory test within the clinic prior to the study period were excluded. Among MSM who were tested for HIV, we calculated the annual incidence of new HIV diagnoses, and we also performed univariate analysis to identify predictors or risk factors associated with new HIV diagnoses. During the 12-month period, July 1, 2010 through June 30, 2011, a little over 21,000 MSM attended SUN STD clinics. About 3,500 of them were known to be positive, either, again, through indicating that they were positive at one of their visits from another facility, or that they had tested for HIV and were positive prior to our study period within the SUN database. That left a little less than 18,000 MSM attending the SUN STD clinics not known to be HIV positive. Of those, a little over 14,000 were tested for HIV, and of those tested, 677 MSM were positive for HIV, for a rate of 4.8 per 100 MSM, or one out of every 21 MSM tested for HIV. This figure describes the distribution by percent of MSM by SUN site. As you can see, there's sort of wide variation among the sites with respect to the MSM population. Some sites, such as Alabama, Virginia, Connecticut, individually contributed less than 5% to our MSM cohort, whereas other sites, such as New York City, contributed almost a third of MSM in this analysis. This figure describes the percent of MSM tested for HIV at least once during the 12-month time period. X-axis represents each of the 12 sun sites, and the y-axis is the proportion of MSM tested for HIV. Again, there's variation by sun site, with several sites testing over 80% of their MSM population, while other sites tested a little more than 50%. The dotted line indicates the mean number of MSM tested overall, which was 78% of all MSM attending sun clinics were tested for HIV at least once during this one-year time period. In terms of frequency of HIV testing among MSM, almost 78% of MSM had one HIV test performed, while 22% of MSM had between 2 and 8 HIV tests during across their clinic visits. This figure describes the percent of new HIV diagnoses among MSM by sun site. Again, no surprise, significant variation across sun sites, ranging from 0 new HIV diagnoses in Connecticut to the highest proportion seen in Baltimore, with 14 new HIV diagnoses per 100 MSM. I should say that the N for Connecticut is fairly small, why it was 0%. On average, though, there were approximately 5 new HIV diagnoses per 100 MSM across all sites, sun sites, and that's shown by the dotted line in blue. In this slide, we describe the percentage of MSM testing HIV positive by race and ethnicity. The highest proportion testing HIV positive was among blacks at 10.6%, and that was 4 times that of whites and 2.5 times that of Hispanics. The race ethnicity with the lowest proportion testing HIV positive was among Asian Pacific Islanders at 1.6%. In addition to race and ethnicity, we all also examined other client characteristics among MSM with new HIV diagnoses. In terms of age, 53% of MSM tested for HIV were less than or equal to 29 years of age, and 5.4% of MSM tested for HIV in that age group were HIV positive. MSM older than 29 accounted for 47% of those tested and were 20% less likely to test for HIV, less likely to test positive for HIV. In terms of visit count, 25% of the MSM who were tested for HIV had 3 or more visits to the clinics recorded during the time period, yet they were 40% less likely to test positive for HIV. Other variables that we looked at included a history of GC infection, so this included any episode of a laboratory-confirmed GC during the time period. And you'll see that 14% of the MSM who tested for HIV had a history of gonorrhea within that time period, and yet were almost twice as likely to test positive for HIV. Likewise, for primary and secondary syphilis, 3% of the MSM tested for HIV received a diagnosis of primary and secondary syphilis during the time period, yet they were almost 4 times as likely to have a new HIV diagnosis. I grouped the sun sites based on U.S. Census regions and coded the geographic regions as follows, so Midwest to West, includes Washington, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Colorado, and Chicago. Southeast includes Alabama, Louisiana, Virginia, and Baltimore. And Northeast includes Connecticut, New York City, and Philly. Compared to the Midwest-West region, MSM from sun STD clinics in the Southeast region were almost 3 times as likely to test positive for HIV. Likewise, MSM from the sun STD clinics in the Northeast region were 2.7 times likely to test positive for HIV compared to MSM attending sun STD clinics in the Midwest or West region. So this analysis has a number of limitations. First, these findings may not be generalizable to other geographical areas or MSM outside of STD clinics. Second, some demographic and HIV risk behavior data are self-reported, thus there may be misreporting due to poor recall or the urge to give socially desirable answers or concerns about stigma. Third, not all MSM accepted HIV testing in STD clinics, And our data really doesn't allow for us to know why they refuse testing. It could be that they're already positive and they just refuse testing, or they were recently tested at another facility. We would have no way of knowing that. The other limitation is that the data shown today only includes the results of a univariate analysis. However, preliminary multivariate analysis did confirm these risk factors were independently associated with new HIV diagnoses. So in conclusion, 78% of MSM not known to be positive attending Sun STD clinics were tested for HIV. There were a total of 677 new HIV diagnoses among MSM for an annual incidence of nearly 5 per 100 MSM in Sun STD clinics. New HIV diagnoses were more likely among Black or Hispanic MSM versus white MSM attending STD clinics in the Northeast and Southeast regions compared to Midwest and West Sun areas, and MSM with a history of gonorrhea or syphilis infection were also more likely to have a new HIV diagnosis. Interestingly, MSM with more than two visits were less likely to have HIV diagnoses, suggesting that perhaps frequent opportunities to engage in client-centered risk counseling and exposure to HIV prevention messages may be helpful. It could also be a scenario where it's a little bit of the worried well and they want to be frequently tested. I'm not terribly sure why that sort of panned out to be less likely. So public health importance. STD clinics serve as important healthcare settings to identify new HIV diagnoses and serve as primary source of HIV screening among some MSM. This analysis helps support the importance of STD clinics and the critical role that they play in finding new HIV infections among MSM in many parts of the country. And maintaining STD clinics is critical in serving this vulnerable population. I just want to thank the Sun collaborators.
Thank you, Eloisa. Any questions? We have time for a couple.
Hello, my name is Derek Johnson. I work at the Hennepin County Public Health Clinic. My focus there at the clinic is syphilis, so I feel really tall. My question is, you had information about past history of syphilis.
Yeah.
With HIV. I'm wondering, do you have any information about like co-infection as far as at the time of an HIV diagnosis? How many of those folks received a syphilis diagnosis as well?
Yeah, I looked actually at any time during the time period, so it could have been, you know, at the same time an HIV test was performed as well as before or after, so I really didn't look at co-infection related to HIV diagnosis.
Bolin, Los Angeles, LA Gay and Lesbian Center. Can you tell me about how many community-based STD clinics are included in this network, if any? Or are these all public public
These are
health?
All mostly public STD
Yeah,
clinics.
It's interesting because, you know, in Los Angeles, our center, the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, is not part of the Sun network, which is always kind of baffling to me. But it's interesting that we diagnose about 10% of the primary and secondary syphilis in Los Angeles County. We have a positivity rate of about 4.8 to 5%, same as the rest of your sample.
Of HIV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, that's kind of reassuring because I've often wondered whether when I see Sun data, whether it's artificially low because, you know, really high incidence places like ours are not included in that. But so that's kind of reassuring to suggest that maybe it's not so artificially low after all. Do you agree with that, Matt? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 4.8 was overall. I mean, it was definitely higher in some facilities, but yeah.
Okay, Tom, we have time for one more question.
This isn't a question. It's just a clarification on Dr. Boland's question. So I'm Bo Gratzer from Howard Brown. Howard Brown Health Center and the Broadway Youth Center are the only community-based sites that are included in the Sun, and because we were part of the MSM Prevalence Monitoring Project that got cut a few years ago and rolled into the Sun project, we're not represented in this data set because we do anonymous HIV testing, so we were excluded from that analysis. But there is a community-based site for MSM. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Eloisa.